yeah. Yep. The grandkids, like I say, this is this is the last one in their nest down there. So the rest of them are up in their upper 20s, and the oldest one just cracked over into the 30-year range, and one of them's married, and the other two are in the basis of finding what they want to do for a career, and then this youngest one, who is an absolute, I don't know if he's a genius or not, but he attended a school where he was in all the advanced placement classes and got A's on everything, so he got a full ride scholarship to, I think, was he going Dayton or? Okay, yeah. He had several different offers, but he decided he wants to stay around home. He's going to University of Cincinnati there with a full ride, and I don't know. I kind of imagine he's probably going to be like a computer scientist or something. He's very much into that and really understands what he's doing, which is really handy when you buy a new iPhone. You can get him to show you how it works there. W8RCC.
Yeah, that's like getting somebody to program your DVR back in the day, you know. I have to call my nephew over, show me what to do. Yeah, that's funny. But so are the rest of your grandkids, or are they still around the Cincinnati area, or are they all scattered? NACLC.
Well, the oldest one is down in Florida, where right near where we were living on the East Coast, there near Titusville, by the Space Center, and he has just got his feet wet with the big truck driver thing he got. The place he was working for paid for him to get his commercial driving license, and so he is driving for them for 2 years to pay them back for the school, and then he'll be off on his own. That's the oldest one. Then the next boy is out in Colorado. He works at a ski resort out there in Colorado, and he's really enjoying that. Then the younger, the only girl is in, is it Wisconsin?
Kenosha.
Yeah, Kenosha, Wisconsin. So they are all over the place.
So let me ask you this, are any of them into ham radio so you can talk to them all the time?